Hello, everyone. This is Crystal with A Voice in the Mountains and the show The Process, where we take a look at the process that goes into the art created by local artisans. Today on the show with us, we have Eddie Jenkins. Hello, Eddie.
Hello. You doing okay?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to jump right in. As you know, we usually have a set of about 10 questions that we like to ask all of the artists who visit with us regarding their process. And the first one is always, how long have you been playing music?
Well, I started in high school. I had a band called the High Rollers, and we played local events and dances, school dances, functions, stuff like that. And we was actually the band for Rebecca Lynn Howard before she became famous and then went to Nashville and all that. We was her like backing band. I guess you'd call it. We was called the Night Owls then.
That's really cool. And are there any other related talents that you have to music? Like, do you write your own music, play other instruments besides guitar?
Yeah, 2 years ago is when I kind of got serious about playing music again. I hadn't really done it in years since high school. And it was because I started writing songs, something I didn't think I could ever do. And they started coming quicker than I could write them down, basically. I think 1 year I wrote like 40-some, like the first year, and started making CDs, and I bought some equipment and self-taught myself keyboard. And I could always play drums and bass and stuff like that. But the band I have is called Midnight Promise, but my home studio is called Midnight Promise Studios. And I basically just record and produce and do all that stuff from home and sing all parts.
And that's awesome. And you had mentioned a little bit about how you are self-taught. So all of your instruments, everything like that, everything you do in the studio, you've figured out on your own.
Yeah, and actually, to me, that is probably the most satisfying part of music is creating something from scratch and seeing it all the way through to the finished product.
Mm-hmm. And on this show, I think the majority of the people that we talk to during the process have been people who have taught themselves. And it's something like I like to remind everyone that it don't limit yourself if you're interested in some kind of art, be it music or painting or whatever. You may not have the resources or may not feel like you have the right resources or the most expensive resources, but you can do this on your own. It is perfectly feasible. And most of the people that we talk to who are pretty successful at what they do with it, they do go out and do it on their own. I think that's really cool. So who are some of your influences artistically?
I like the original country rock sound, which happened in the Bakersfield area in Southern California area of the late 60s. It's when it started changing from the folk bands like the Byrds, and then Gram Parsons joined the Byrds, and Clarence White, he had the B bender on his guitar, the first one ever. And I just love that sound because it sounded like a pedal steel. And you know, back then people were shaking their heads like, how in the world is he bending that many strings at once? How many fingers does he have? But I like the Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers, Gram Parsons. And then I like stuff like CCR. John Fogerty was key in me learning like how to write songs and have little simple riffs that are catchy and not all that complicated, but are, you know, for years and years to come, people will still be remembering those licks and stuff.
Yeah. And we had talked a little earlier about how you acquired your first guitar. Can you tell us a little bit about that? That was kind of a neat story.
I had a Japanese toy. It was a Godzilla monster, and it was about 3 foot tall, and it had a fire tongue that you could flip a switch on the back and it would come out, and it had a hand and all. And back in the day, I bought it at a secondhand store. Mom and Dad did. I was about 8 years old, and it was a kind of an expensive toy then. And nowadays, if you find one in like a toy shop or something, they're worth like $350 or something like that. But I traded that to my neighbor for a little guitar that he had that probably wasn't worth $5. And Mom about killed me. But I'm glad I did, because it got me interested in it. And I'd sit around and play stuff like Smoke on the Water and stuff like that, little simple riffs.
That's really cool. And what is your creative ideal environment? Like if you want to write a song, or where do you find yourself ending up most, or where's the place that you tend to be the most when your ideas or your songs come to you?
It's usually if I'm just out working, I get lost in my own head to just pass the day off, and I will come up with a song. Or if I'm at home at night, just like laying, getting ready to go to sleep, man, it just hits me, and I have to get up and do it, you know.
That's really cool. Where do you find your inspiration outside of your, of course, your musical influences? What are there certain aspects of life that you tend to write more about, or are there certain individuals that you find influence you, or is it just from listening to other artists?
Well, I've been married and divorced a couple of times. So I guess you'd say bad relationships and just heartaches from that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just life experience.
Yeah.
What motivates you to continue making music day after day?
Well, it's kind of like, it's almost like a drug. Like, you get high from the experience of creating it from scratch, like I was talking about earlier. And it's kind of like you got to have that fix. You want to challenge yourself to do it, I guess you'd say.
Right, absolutely. And it's totally a thing. People talk about that creative dragon, so to speak, metaphorically.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling you get when you've accomplished something, when you've come up with an idea and turned it into something real that you can show to people or let them hear or have them experience that with you. Awesome. And if someone would like to book you, Eddie, how can they can get in touch with us here at Crystal Media, right?
Yes.
Look forward to stuff from Eddie in the future from Eddie Jenkins, you all. And we thank you so much for joining us today, Eddie.
And they can check out my Facebook page and give me a like at Eddie Jenkins Music.
Yes, do that. Remember, always, always follow, like, and support your local artist online. It does help. It always helps to have those numbers and things like that for people who are looking at these artists and looking at sponsoring them and moving on their career with them. So every little thing that you do to support your local artist helps. Even if it's just a like or a share or a follow on a page, it always makes a big difference. So thank you all for joining us. Thank you so much, Eddie, for being with us today. And stay tuned for more episodes of The Process from A Voice in the Mountains and Crystal Media. This is your host, Crystal Jones.
When the chain you pull on, bell meets the flesh, and the steel hits the bone. Bring on the hurt, bring on the pain. I have no fear, let it fall. My one desire, a fanning flame, my soul on fire. To bring on the hurt, bring on the pain. Well, I have no fear, let it fall. I have no fear, let it fall.